Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today. Whether you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, or any of the holidays this time of year, I hope that your December has been going well. It is a busy time of year, and our county thrives as a community, full of wonderful events, functions, and activities. In District 1 over the past week, for example, I had the pleasure of attending the Christmas in the Park program in Union Bridge at Heidelberg Park, hosted by Dream Big Union Bridge. It featured a live nativity, the FSK chorus, a tree lighting, a visit by Santa Claus, and a food drive. I also had the pleasure of attending the Christmas tree lighting in Tawnytown Memorial Park, which featured a candy cane hunt, food trucks, live music, and a visit by Santa Claus, who is certainly busy this time of year. Last weekend, the Tawnytown Police Department and WAN Chevrolet hosted their annual food and toy drive at Kenny's Market in Tawnytown, which provided for over 30 families. Now, the time of this podcast, the commissioners will be out across the county at different cemeteries attending Wreaths Across America ceremonies, which honors the men and women who have served in our armed forces through the laying of wreaths at their graves, a ceremony made possible by Babylon Vault Company based in New Windsor and countless volunteers and coordinators here and throughout the county. It occurs every year across the county and the country and is a simple but poignant way for Americans to express their respect for and remember those in uniform who have gone before us who made it possible for us to be here. It's all the more important at a time of year when we recognize the giving of gifts, from our gratitude at Thanksgiving to the miraculous gifts of God through Hanukkah and Christmas, that we have been given a gift by our fellow Americans who have served, and that we are grateful for this too. We in Carroll County have always been grateful for our families, our way of life, and our county, but the past 6 months have really sharpened that appreciation and love. Despite the beauty of the holidays, our county remains overshadowed by the looming threat of the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project, the power line under contract with Public Service Enterprise Group, or PSEG, through PJM, the regional electric grid operator, which is set to destroy 476 acres of farmland, 156 properties, 125 acres of forest, and 7 acres of wetland, all so Virginia can be provided with more energy without any benefit to our county. The commissioners remain opposed to these power lines, recently passing a formal resolution of opposition proposed by Commissioner Gordon, and passing a resolution seeking to invoke the coordination process whereby, under federal law, local governments can seek to meet with the federal government regarding their opposition and concerns with federal projects such as the power lines. As of late, there has been further alarming inconsistencies on the part of PJM. Originally, PSEG and PJM claimed that the power lines would connect to a substation in Frederick County before going over into Virginia. Last week, it was learned that PJM would not connect to the substation at all, but almost immediately after announcing this, PJM backtracked, publishing a press release saying that it would connect to the substation in Virginia. The lack of consistency on the part of PSEG and PJM further undermines their credibility and their competence, and further demonstrates just how terrible the power lines will be for this county. Now, despite all of this uncertainty, we commissioners remain confident in the justness of our opposition, and we will continue to stand with citizens against this project. This fight is not yet over. The next step, it seems, is that the power lines will be headed to the Public Service Commission for the state, which will ultimately determine whether the project goes forward or not, and we are prepared to continue the fight before the Public Service Commission. Even then, despite all of this, we look ahead to the holidays, to Christmas and to Hanukkah, to the New Year and more, with faith in God and the resoluteness of home and family in our hearts, to a time of love, charity, and forgiveness, and the promise of the time to come. So I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and a Happy New Year. I pray that God blesses you always in every single possible way. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today.